वर्स मन माइंड काया बॉडी बुद्धि भी एंड बाय इंटेलिजेंस लोकन द प्लैनेट्स विशोकन विदाउट मिजरी वितरती बेस्टो अथ सटनली अनंतम अनलिमिटेड हैप्पीनेस लिबरेशन असंगिनाम to those free from material influence, to those free from material influence. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki jaya. Translation. Those who live according to religious principles and who follow them by words, mind, body and intelligence are elevated to the heavenly kingdom, which is devoid of all miseries. Being thus rid of the material influence, they achieve unlimited happiness in life. Please repeat after me the translation. Those who live according to religious principles and who follow them by words, mind, body and intelligence are elevated to the heavenly kingdom, which is devoid of all miseries. Being thus rid of the material influence, they achieve unlimited happiness in life. Purport. The saintly sages herein instruct that the king or head of government should set an example by living a religious life. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, religion means worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One should not simply make a show of religious life, but should perform devotional service perfectly with words, mind, body and good intelligence. By doing so, not only will the king or government head rid the general public, rid himself of the contaminations of the material modes of nature, but the general public will also, and they'll all become gradually elevated to the kingdom of God and go back home back to Godhead. The instructions given herein serve as a summary of how the head of government should execute his ruling power and thus attain happiness not only in this life, but also in the life after death. So interesting thing is that Prabhupada mentioned in the purport, in the translation, those who live according to religious principle, with the body, mind and intelligence, they can be elevated to the heavenly kingdom. But in the purport, Prabhupada is saying that they can elevate to the kingdom of God, back home, back to God. So there's vast difference between the heavenly planet and Krishna's planet. Because we know that in Bhagavad Gita, it stated that tetam bhukta sargalokam vishalam khine punya martalokam visanti. Those who perform some charitable work, like open hospital, school, these are all called pious activities, punya karma. So easily they can promote it to the heavenly kingdom. But the spiritual kingdom is different, where Krishna lives, the Krishna Loka, or Narayana in Vaikuntha Loka. And in Bhagavad Gita it is stated that tetam bhukta sargalokam vishalam khine punya martalokam visanti. When your pious activities been exhausted, then you have to come back again to this material world. So interesting thing I noticed here in this particular verse, that in the translation, although Prabhupada is saying in the translation that if somebody performs religious principle with their body, mind and intelligence, then they can elevate to the heavenly kingdom, heavenly planet. So, and Prabhupada in the purport is mentioned that the head of the government should set the example, or the king. So in according to Bhagavad Gita, we can see that jat jat acharati shrestha tat tat itara avatara jana sajat pramanam kurute lokostat anuvartate. So whatever great personality performs, and so the common man follow, and whatever the great personality sets by exemplary acts, the whole world pursues. So the great personality like the Mahajans, the Acharyas, like we know that the Mahajans, all the Mahajans, 12 Mahajans, whatever they show us the path that all the common people they follow. Because in Shastra it said that Shastra is vast actually and variegated. It's very difficult to churn the Shastra and take the essence from the Shastras. So it's variegated and vast scriptures. So only the Mahajan can guide us. So in Shastra it stated that, and also there's different kind of philosophies there. Different kind of, many people they can make different kind of arguments. In also, in one verse stated that tarka apratishta srutaya vivinna naso rishijasam matam na bhinnam dharmastu tattam nihita guhayam mahajan jena gatasya panta. So by dry argument we cannot come to the conclusion. Tarka apratishta and sruti vivinna. Sruti means the Veda. The Veda is different, you know, is a vast variegatedness. This variegatedness is there in the Veda. Tarka apratishta sutaya vivinna naso rishijasya matanna bhinna. And the great sages, they have the different opinion. Even they cannot be considered as sages if they don't have the different opinion than others. They are not considered as a sage or muni. Muni means their opinion is different from other muni, then they can consider as a muni. If you submit a thesis, you cannot get a doctorate, PhD degree, if you have some kind of fundamental, some new things you submit, then you cannot achieve a PhD. So similarly, the muni, if you don't have the different opinion than others, then you cannot be a great sage or muni. So then how can we know the exact meaning of the Shastras, and how can we follow the Shastra, the revealed scripture? So that is, they are saying that tarka apratishta sutaya vivinnam naso rishijasya matangna bhinnam dharmastha tattang nihita guhaya. The dharma, the religious principle, is hidden in the heart of unadulterate, self-realized person. The dharma, is religious principle, is hidden in the heart of the unadulterated self-realized person. So whatever the progressive path they advocate, we should accept the Mahajans. It is written in the Shastra, in the scripture. So it's very difficult to ascertain the real religious principle. So, and also Prabhupada in that verse is saying that those who perform the devotional service perfectly with words, mind, body and good intelligence. In Nectar of Devotion, Rupa Goswami Pad saying that the kaya, the intelligence, mind and words. He is saying, Rupa Goswami Pad explaining that yajasya haryadasya karmana manasa gira nikileshu api abastasu jivan mukta sauschate. One can become liberated if someone engages the loving devotional service to the Lord, to Krishna, to the Supreme Person of Godhead, with his body, mind and words. So they can become liberated. Like the sannyasis, those who are renounced order of life in the ashram, four varnas or four ashrams, Brahmachari, those who are following the celibacy life, the householder, the retired life, vanprasthas, and the renounced order, those who are sannyasi. They also serve Krishna with their body, mind, and their words. They preach, they glorify the Krishna's pastimes all over the world. The sannyasi. Sannyasi, the renounced order, and they jare dekha, Mahaprabhu saying, jare dekha, tare kaha Krishna upadesh. Whoever you see, they please glorify the Krishna's pastimes. And Mahaprabhu saying, apane achari dharma jibire sikha. One should execute the religion within himself, implement in his own life, then he can preach. One should implement whatever the principle, religious principle, in his own life, and then he can preach. Apane achari dharma jibire sikha. In Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, he is explaining that achar karen kaha na karen prachar. Prachar karen kaha na karen achar. Achar prachar tumi karaha dhi karja tumi jagatir guru tumi jagatir arja. Someone, he just only follow the religious principle and chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra but don't preach. And someone only preach but they don't follow the Vedic, you know, the Vedic bhakti, sadhana bhakti. So, it's too extreme, but we have to do both. We have to perform our sadhana, and at the same time we have to preach also. Then you can be a spiritual master, you can guru, you can preach or propagate the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu all over the world. So both required. Mahaprabhu, in Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, in Chaitanya Charitamrita is saying. And the devotee, those who are elevated devotee, they don't bother whether they are in the human form of life or any kind of life according to their karma. Their aspiration just to serve Krishna. Like Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying that kir janma ho jatha tu adas bohirmukh brahma janma nahi aas. It's very, very highly exalted thoughts. Concept, whatever Bhaktivinoda Thakur was saying, that according to my karma, let me born as an insignificant insect. But, my dear Krishna, please give me the devotion unto you. Even though I am, you know, according to my karma, I may take birth in very insignificant insects, but still, your devotion should remain in my heart constantly. But if I become the highest position, Brahma, Brahma's post, if I devoid of your service, then I don't need that kind of service. I don't need that kind of position. So this is the appeal of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And in one song, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, that Poshupaki Hoyataki Sargeva Niraye, Taba Bhakti Thakuk Bhakti Vinodaridaye. Whether I become an animal or I can born as a bird according to my previous activities. But let me give your devotion in my mind, in my heart. So this is the submissive service attitude of a devotee. And Lord Brahma also in Bhagavatam, in one place, Brahmaji praying to Krishna. Brahmaji praying to Krishna. There also the Kaya Mana Bhakta, the body, mind and the word also is mentioned. That's why I'm, you know, uttering that verse. I'm trying to recalling that verse. That Brahmaji saying, praying to Krishna, Tatte anukampa susumik samano bhunjan evatma krita vipakam ridbak bapurbhi vidadhan namaste jiveta jubmukti padesa daiva. Ridbak bapur, here also is mentioned. Rid means the heart, bak means the words, and bapur means the body. So here also mentioned that the same thing. What is that meaning of that verse, what Brahmaji is praying to Krishna? Tatte anukampam susimik sumana. My dear Lord, please, my dear Lord, those who are seeking the blessings from you, the causeless blessings from you, and waits. But whatever his karma, so let that karma, they can suffer, go through all those karmas. But their whatever the reaction of their past misdeeds, let me suffer. But by the same time, their ridbag bopurbhir vidadhan namaste. They are paying the respectful obeisances with their heart. Rit means heart, bag means by words, and bopu means the body. At the same time, they are also paying the respectful obeisances to the Lord and suffering their reaction of their past misdeeds very patiently, very silently. They are eligible to go to the higher planet. They are the rightful claim. They can claim their rightful claim to go back to Godhead. Because they don't ask, but whatever the karma, my previous activities, don't remove that karma. Let me suffer for that karma. At the same time, I can glorify you. I can render service unto you. In whatever position I may be in my life, that doesn't matter. Sometimes devotee, they have not the proper situation in some, maybe some cases. So, but they feel very disturbed and they cannot serve properly to Krishna. But we should think all kind of things, whatever mentioned in sastras, because in devotional life, those who have spent many years in ISKCON, they know that, there's ups and downs are there, even in their devotional life. And it's very subtle even to leave some kind of gross material things, but there's many subtle things are there also, like prestige, position, name, fame, adoration. Very difficult to give it up, all those things. It's very, very subtle. Maybe gross things, somebody maybe they can give it up, give all those grand gross things. But some subtle things are very difficult to give it up. Even the position is lost, then they lost. So it's very difficult. So we should know from the Shastra. And generally devotee, they are actually... and also here Prabhupada is saying that they can get rid of all the... They can transcend from the material modes of nature. In Bhagavad Gita, the modes of nature, who can transcend the modes of material nature? Mancho abhivicharena bhakti yogena sevate sagunan samatitaitan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. So they can come to the understanding of Brahman, realization of Brahman, transcend the modes of material nature. Those who are engaged in devotional service, mancho and unfailing devotional service, mancho abhivicharena bhakti yogena sevate sagunan samatitaitan brahma bhuvaya kalpate. They can transcend, they can surpass the modes of material nature, those who engage in loving devotional service without fail. So they can transcend. This is the Brahma realization. Then Paramatma Bhagavan, those who are Manmana Bhagavad Bhakta, they are more elevated. This is the different stage also. This is not the ultimate stage, the Brahmana platform. This is not ultimate. So they can transcend the modes of material nature. And the sinful attitude in the... So, because we have... previous life, we have, performed so many sinful activities. So to eradicate all kind of sinful activities in Bhagavad Gita also supports, that's verse. Jesang tu antagata papam jananang punna karmanam te danda mohara nirmukta bhajante mang dedabrata. Who can, with determination, can... serve Krishna with determination. Those who have acted piously in previous life and in this life also, jesang tu antagata papang jananang punna karmanam, and those who are free from dualities of delusion, all the dualities and delusion, they are free from all the kind of things, and engages in determination to, engages the service with determination to Krishna. So, to give the sinful activities, because we have so much sinful activities accumulated in the heart since time immemorial, so it is very difficult to eradicate it, all kind of sinful activities. So, those who engage with determination, so they can get rid of all kind of sinful reactions. In Nectar of Devotion also, Rupa Goswami was saying, Aprarabdha phalam papam kutam bijam phalam mukha kramenaiva praliyate Vishnu bhakti ratatmana. Aprarabdha means the sinful, the reaction which not even fructified yet, that is still there, this is not fructified, not mature, aprarabdha, and some are mature, phalam, this gives fruits, the sinful reaction is coming up. Aprarabdha phalam papam, these are all sinful things, and kutam, kutam means is ready to produce a seed, the before seed, that's ready to produce a seed, this is called kutam, very, very analytically explained, Rupa Goswami Pad. That kutam means it's not seed yet, it's before seed, it's just almost almost ready to produce the seed, this is called kutam. And phal means seed. This is all the sinful things as residing, situated in the core of our heart. So it's very difficult to eradicate all kind of things. But if someone else do the Vishnu Bhakti, then it, gradually, kramenaiva praliyate, it's gradually it can diminish. Kramenaiva praliyate Vishnu Bhakti ratatma. If we render service, do Vishnu Bhakti, then it's gradually it can eradicate. So, that Prabhupada also explained that one disease, someone may be diseased, but it's very difficult to ascertain the cause of the disease. This great chain is there. The great chain is there. We have to, sometimes the doctor, they give the injection so that the body cannot damage further. So we have to, Nectar of Devotion, Rupa Goswami is saying, all kind of sinful reaction, the previous life, this life, whatever is there, we should take Krishna conscious seriously. Then automatically the damaged things cannot be happening in your life. So this Krishna consciousness is so wonderful, so unique, so nice, that whatever the chain, previous karma, sinful reactions, whatever is there, just forget and just drive into Krishna consciousness. Just render service with loving attitude, driving, then you can get rid of all kind of things, you can get the love of Godhead. And but there are some different philosophy also is there. The Charvak Rishi, that is one of the philosopher. He is saying that Jabat Jivet Sukham Jivet Rinam Kritva Kitam Kripet. As long as you live, you just live gorgeously. Whatever, you know, you don't have, if you don't have money, just take credit. Take loan and drink ghee. You live gorgeously, live happily in this life. Because bhasi bhutasya dehasya punarjanma kutah. When you leave your body, your soul will go out from your body, your dead body. There's no scope to enjoy. And the body, they burnt. And there's no scope for take bath again. Bhasi bhutasya dehasya punarjanma kutah. There's no punarjanma. There's no taking birth again. So, you just live as much as you want, you know, happily, take loan, take credit, and live gorgeously, live in happy life. This is Charvak Darshan. But whatever Bhagavatam saying that, Bharat Maharaj's father, what is that, Rishabdev, Nayang Deha Deha Bhajang Niloke Kastan Kaman Harte Bit Bhujangje Tapo Dibbang Putraka Jena Sattang Suddhas Jasmat Brahma Sukhang Taranta. My dear son, he is instructing Rishabdev to his sons. My dear son, this human form of life is not meant for like the hawks and dogs, the stool-eating hawks and dogs. This life, human form of life, is a precious life. very, very precious and very difficult to obtain this human form of life. Very sudur lava. Nayang deha deha bhajang niloke kastan kamat bit bhujang tapo dibbam. You just perform tapasya, austerity and finances by which you can purify your existence. Saptan suddhet jasmat brahma sukham, and you can experience unlimited transcendental bliss if you go through the tapasya, if you perform tapasya, finance and activity. So it's not that, okay, take credit, drink ghee as much as you want, no problem, bhasimutasya dehasya, there's no life. No, in Bhagavad Gita, jatasya hi dhruvamitya dhruvam janmamitasya cha. Whoever is take birth is sure to take birth, whoever is take birth is sure to take, die, and after death is sure to take birth again. So, that means you have to come back again. It's not that, okay, bhasimutasya dehasya, punarjanma kuta. There's no rebirth. The rebirth is there, according to Bhagavad Gita. And also, sometimes the outside people, they make argument, okay, the devotee, they also die, we also die. What's the difference? And after that, who will go where, who knows? There's no, you know, surety, the who will go where. That in that point, Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasak will make a nice point. And he has given a nice story there. So that story, Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasak is saying that, I don't know, maybe whoever you know that, you know, the cat, have you, somebody maybe the, in the house, they keep cat as a pet, like dog, they keep cat as a pet also. Pussy, you know, that bilal cat, so they keep the cat as a pet. So, and the cat, when they beget the baby cat, that mother cat, they hide that baby cat, hiding the baby cat in some, you know, secret place where the male, the big cat cannot find that baby cat, because sometimes the big cat, they eat that kitten, the baby cat. So the mother, they hide somewhere, you know, some secret place. So how they carry the mother, the kitten, how they carry? They carry like this? No. They carry by the sharp teeth. And by the sharp teeth, they catch hold the kitten with the sharp teeth, and they carry to hide somewhere. Then the mother, the kitten, they think the kittens feel very happy because she feel very secure. The kitten feels very secure because mother may be taking me to some holiday trip. So, the kittens feel very happy. But the same, Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati is saying, the same cat, by the sharp teeth, when they catch hold a mouse, is that mouse think that I am going to my maternal uncle's house? No! Because the death person face, you know, the cat, the mouse means he'll eat the mouse. The cat will eat the mouse. The death personification. So, these two different things. So the devotee of the Lord, they know that because they render service with service attitude, with loving attitude, they know that we are secure. At the end of our life, it's sure that we'll go back home, or I will get at least, the service. I can, whatever life I get, there's no problem according to my karma, but I'll serve Krishna. So they feel very secure. No tension, no depression. But on the other hand, the non-devotee, those who make argument, oh, devotee also die, we will also die. Who knows who are going? No, it's not like that. So they have so much attachment. Oh, whatever many things is there, you know, whatever attachment is there, they'll think that in the subconscious mind, when they're dying, the deathbed, when they're living the last breath. So they are thinking like that way. It's very difficult to give it all the kind of things. But Bharat Maharaj, jo dusto jan dara sutam suhid rajyam ridispasha jo juvaiva malabat uttam slokalalasha. Bharat Maharaj, in the young age, he left everything. His beautiful wife and his kingdom, his friends, relatives, and all his, you know, associates, he left. In the in the young age. Not that, okay, when I become old, then I'll go and to Vrindavan, I'll chant. No. In the young age, he reject. How he reject? Like stool, one plus stool. The all kind of mundane things like stool. He rejected everything. He just left everything, Bharat Maharaj. But we are thinking we grasp everything. So this is the difference. So if when someone arises the service attitude in the heart of the devotee, they don't care for any mundane matters, mundane profit or loss, whatever. It's very easy to say, but it's very difficult to execute in our life. So there's so many instances are there. So detachment, we have to develop the detachment in our heart, like Bharat Maharaj. So I'll make a story. I want to share a story also is there. So one old man, he is too much attached. He's too much attached in his, family matters. Then his son is saying, "My dear father, you are too old right now. So you should go to the holy places, visit and place of pilgrimage. So why you are so much? I'll take care of the family. Don't worry. You just go to the holy place." So then, when sadhu is visiting, traveling all the holy places like Vrindavan, Banarasi, Kasi. So then he requested the sadhu, "My dear sadhu, please take my father. I'll give the cost, whatever expenses, I'll give you your cost also. So take my father and all the holy places." Then the old man, he went with the sadhus to visit all the holy places. And he went to the Vrindavan, he visited the place, the forest, everywhere. And then finally they came to the Banaras. In Banaras, there is Dasashwamedh Ghat where Mahaprabhu took birth, in Dasashwamedh, in Ganga, Banaras. There's many ghat, Dasashwamedh Ghat, then Harishchandra Ghat, Manikarnika Ghat, that's different places there in Banaras. In Banaras also, the Kumbh Mela also, they perform the Kumbh Mela, one of the Kumbh Mela in every 12 years. So that place, they finally travel everywhere, and finally they came to the Banaras. In the Banaras, if someone die, if they, the dead body they burnt in the Banaras, then they'll elevate to upper planetary system, maybe to the Vaikuntha. So then, but the old man, he doesn't develop any kind of detachment in his heart. That sadhu didn't see any kind of symptom of detachment in that old man. So then, but in the Banaras, when the dead body are burning, and he saw that the old man is crying. His tears is gliding down from his eyes, and his some different symptom he noticed, that sadhu. So then maybe he got some detachment. So then he asked that old man, "Is that you are feeling something? You're experiencing something by seeing the dead body there burning? What you are thinking?" "No, I am thinking, see, previously I was a business, the cloth merchant. I was a cloth merchant. But here I can see that so many people are dying and they are, buying the wood and burning the dead body. If I would have the wood merchant, then I must have made more profit than the cloth business. I just make the wrong decision in my life. So that's why I am feeling embarrassing in my heart. I'm crying, that's why I'm crying." He thought that in reverse way. Maybe he developed some kind of detachment in his heart by seeing that the life is so, temporary, that we have to come to that one point, the burn my body also. So I thought that he's developed that kind of detachment, but he's thinking like, the opposite way. So this detachment within the heart, since time, is very difficult to, leave that detachment. So, how can we be detached? So by practicing the Vaidhi Bhakti, the Krishna consciousness, then gradually with the association of sadhu. Because in Brahma Samhita also, it's saying that Jastindra Gopa Mathavendra Mahasakarma Bandhan Rupa Phalabhajana Matanati Karmani Nirdhati Kintucha Bhakti Bhajam Govinda Madhi Purusham Tamham Bhajam. The insignificant Indra Gopa, one insect, worm, from insignificant worm that Indra Gopa to Lord highest position, Indra or Brahma, everybody is going through or suffering for their past karma, previous karma. But the devotee, those who are rendering service, they are all the previous karma burnt out. Jastindra Gopa Mathavendra Mahasakarma Bandhanarupa Phalabhajana Matanati Karmani Nirdhati. Nirdhati means the devotees, all the karmas, when they take Krishna consciousness, then all the karma burned out. But then we are devotees since many years. Why our karma is not burnt out? But still we have so much attachment. Because we are committing some offense maybe. We are committing offense. Offense is very, 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 very significant thing. Play a significant role in our devotional life. The offenses. Especially the Vaishnava offenses. Because we are envious with the devotee. We hate devotee sometimes. Maybe because he is a more glorious position than me. Or maybe he is holding some more position than me. Or whatever. So that is the key factor. We are not improving in our, or maybe some attachment. So it's very, very difficult. Vaishnava aparad jana uthe hati matha. The Vaishnava aparad that can uprooted our devotional creeper. The mad elephant, when they entered into the garden, it uprooted all the plants, small plants. So it's very, very difficult. Anyway, I want to stop here. So is there any comment or question, any rectification? Yes, Prabhuji. Yes.
Prabhupada said you will never see cat or dog in a Srimad Bhagavatam class because they cannot understand.
What said again?
The prayer of Bhaktivinoda Thakur that I become an insect with devotion. But Prabhupada also said that you will never see a cat or a dog here listening to the Bhagavatam class because they don't have the pepper. So this prayer of Bhaktivinoda Thakur to become an insect full of devotion, it's quite rare. You know, we have the example of Jat Bharat. Maybe he became a deer and he was Krishna conscious, but most of the species are completely unconscious. So this prayer is not for the common people. Many few people will get this opportunity to be a Krishna conscious animal.
Yeah.
So it's very, not much chance, you know.
Because Bhaktivinoda was saying out of humility, so humble, submissive, he's so humble. So out of humility he's saying like that. Even if I take birth in a very insignificant, any kind of body, lower body, but still your devotion should be imbued in my heart. That's the humility there. It's of course the dog cannot come here and can listen Bhagavatam class because they don't have a kind of consciousness. But the dogs, you cannot consider the dog also very ordinary also. The dogs who live in the dham, very, very special. Those who live in the dham also, what to speak of dog, any kind of things is very, very special. Because living in dham, like in Vrindavan, they are saying that let me take birth as a creeper or in the grass in Vrindavan so that when the Krishna and the cowherd boy gopis, they go for grazing the cows, they can step on my head. Let me be born as grass in the Vrindavan, in dham, in Mayapur. So any kind of things is very, very, is not very simple, very insignificant. Because still they are in the dham. So especially it is there. although Bhakti Vinod Thakur was saying in a humility.
I think the translation of that song is that if I have to take birth again as an insect, then let me take birth in the house of a devotee. So just by being in the association of the devotee's house, I'll hear the holy name. I may eat some more prasad crumbs or something like that. I think that's the translation. Let me take birth in the house of a devotee. Not that let me have devotion to Krishna as an insect. Maybe I'm mistaken.
No, in the song book, he's saying that Pashupaki, that whether I born as a animal or the bird, like bird, it's a Garuda, it's a bird. But it's a, you know, the carrier of Lord Vishnu, the bird. Some birds are most elevated bird, like the monkey, the animal. It's not only that deer, the Bharat Maharaj, the deer, also the monkeys, they are the great devotee of Lord Ram. Mahaprabhu also the dogs, special dogs. They elevated to, you know, she feed the dog, Sivananda Sen's dog, and then they went back home to Krishna. So that means, my point is, we cannot give, not much giving, not some importance or criticize or whatever life they may go through in significant life. So this is the thing. But if you born as a devotee family, this is more, you know, glorious, so that you can get chance, opportunity to associate and take prasad, and that is the best opportunity.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. In the class you mentioned that about that verse, Tatte Kamta, and that one should keep tolerating the difficulties, that is the way. Like one should, whatever bad karmas have happened in previous life, one should keep tolerating it, and that is then it becomes the rightful to go back to Godhead. But at the same time, it is also said that we should always pray to the Supreme Lord. Like, so I want to understand, like, which one should we do? Like, should we pray to the Supreme Lord when the difficulty, especially in terms of devotional services, are coming, or should we tolerate it? Like, which one should I follow?
You should tolerate, and also same time you have to perform your devotional service. You should tolerate and don't become frustrated, but perform your devotional service as usual, whatever you are doing. It's not that you just tolerate and just sit in an idle place. No, you should perform whatever your service, duties, responsibilities, you should perform. But don't bother whatever is going, you know, in our life because of our karma or whatever. So just be fixed in your service.
Should we include prayers as well? Should we pray to the Lord as well?
Yeah, of course. You can pray to the Lord and also practically you can render some service. Sometimes we only pray and we do some verbal things, but we don't do some kind of practical, you know, service. We should do practical service also. Not that verbally we are only glorifying the Lord. Those who are glorifying, like in Krishna saying that the Bhattacharyas, the Brahmanas, they are by the composing the different kind of bars, but this is not give me so much pleasure. But when gopis, they are rebuke me, chastise me, I feel more enjoyment when they are chastising me, because out of love they are chastising me. And the service and the exchange is there, reciprocation is there. So reciprocation is the main thing. It's not that we are only studying sastras and, you know, the dry, although Bhagavad is not a dry, you know, speculative scripture, but to know things is okay, but to execute things and render practically service to Krishna. That is required also. Because this is the ultimate thing. Like in Jagannath Puri, the Pandas, Pundarik Vidyanidhi, he saw the Pandas, they are giving the Jagannath dress. The dress is that rice, the whatever the starch. And then he said, he doesn't know the Panda, that, you know, the scripture. He's just the contaminated things, the starch he's giving to the Jagannath. And he was thinking in that way, and the night time Jagannath and Baladev came and slapped in his face. And he became the sorrow of the face, you know, in the Swarup Damodar Prabhu, he came to the morning time, wake up Pundarik Vidyanidhi, he's saying that, no, I was thinking that way, and Jagannath came and slapped in my face. So, and Jagannath saying, they are lovingly, they are doing service, and I'm accepting their service. You are thinking shastras and so many, I don't need all kind of shastras. I just need that loving service. That is the required thing. The Sauhari, he's eating the fruits, and whether it is sour or sweet, and he giving to Lord Rama. Rama also, the same remnants of the Sauhari, that devotee, that lady, old lady, and Ramachandra also eating, the same remnants. So this is the loving, what attitude, the love is there. So, bhava-grahi janardhan, that the bhava he accepts. Whatever way, genuine way you are serving, that is the main thing. Others are not much so important. To know things is okay, but practically you have to perform the things. Service, that is the main thing. Okay. Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Please forgive me if I make any kind of mistake or any kind of things. Please bless me. Ganesha and all other exalted devotees. Hare Krishna.